Hello, this is the Pacifica National Board meeting. That's an open meeting on May 11th, 2009. And first thing is Richard Uzel, our secretary. Can you please call the roll?
Yes, Madam Chair. It's 7:36. Sherry Hindleman. Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Andrea Turner. Joe Wanzala. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Sean O'Brien.
Present.
Leslie Radford. Leslie? Leslie, if you're there, I can't hear you. Rico Ross. George Ryder.
Here.
Was Rico, were you there? Can't hear you, Rico. Sandra Rawline. Wendy Trill. Susan Young.
Here.
Nina Bediaco.
Present.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
Jim Brown.
Here.
AC Bird. AC, I can't hear you. Lucette King.
Yes.
David Beaton.
Here.
Sophia Wangaza.
Yes.
That's a quorum.
Okay. So the first thing on the agenda is, let's establish a timekeeper. Would anyone like to volunteer to be timekeeper tonight?
I'll do it if no one else will. It's not my favorite.
Grace, if you give me a second, I'll do it too. I just got to figure out my stopwatch on the computer. Give me about 10 seconds.
All right, so Carolyn, why don't you start off, and then when Sean's ready, he can do it. All right, do we have minutes to be approved tonight?
No, I'll have the minutes for you on the meeting of the 24th.
Okay.
I have the Berkeley minutes. I have some executive minutes tonight, but I'll have the Berkeley minutes ready by the May 24th.
Madam.
Okay. Thank you, Richard. As soon as you get those done, even in draft form, please send them at least to me, or send them to the whole board, because some of them we need for the election and for other uses from the in-person meeting, the open section of the in-person meeting. Okay. Okay, very good. Next thing is the agenda approval. Are there any changes, amendments, deletions?
This is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
A couple of things. Assuming at least the last iteration that I saw, the first item, the item having to do with supporting reporters, the one that I sent forth some time ago.
Yes.
Technically, that's not properly on the agenda because I wasn't resubmitted after it had been on the agenda. It wasn't gotten to. It was. Get on the agenda, and then, you know, I don't mind that it's there, but technically it should come off if we're going to follow the rule properly. And unless there's some general rule where we just leave things on the agenda, which, again, is fine. So that's one thing. Then the WPFW motion, which I think is probably on the agenda, is not on it. And a CAB motion, which I asked to be put on new business, which I guess would go at the end, should also be added.
And Joe,
yes.
Let me just add, and Madam Chair, that Richard and I went back and forth and had some confusion about this. I have these typed up, and I can forward them to the board immediately.
You mean
the unfinished business motion regarding WPFW that was a carryover from April 24, 25, 26, and the new business motion that that got lost in the shuffle regarding community advisory boards.
Okay, the motion by Brown and Byrd regarding current eligibility of Campbell Johnson to serve on the PNB is in new business on this agenda that Richard sent out.
Correct.
I believe that's where it should be in new business.
And that is what I've brought up were two things from Wanzala. The first one is about the WPFW gala.
Oh, okay.
Unfinished business. And the second one is about community advisory boards for new business.
Okay.
And I will forward those immediately.
Point of information. So this is Mia.
All right. So let's take this one at a time. So is that a motion, Joe, to place the CAB motion at the end of new business?
Well, I don't know that a motion is necessary. I mean, I properly submitted these items, you know, some time ago. So they should have just, I think it's more of a administrative issue that they're not on the agenda.
It's a correction.
I don't know that.
Oh, it's a
right.
correction. Okay, so
right.
then where, so you're saying that, can you give the first agenda item a name for simplicity's sake that you're talking about?
Yeah, just a motion regarding the WPFW gala.
Okay, so where would you like that place, where should that be placed in unfinished business?
I'm not sure. I'm not looking at the agenda right now.
Okay, we have under unfinished business a resolution by Wanzala about Nadra Foster, Reporter's arrest by the state. I'm sorry, it's not Nadra Foster.
And that should go out.
Well, that should go out because unless someone wants to move to put it on, that should drop off. It should have dropped off. I mean, we can deal with it some other time, but technically, it should just drop off the agenda, and then the WPFW item should go, I think it was the next item, and then finish business from our last meeting, but Susan can correct me on that. And then the motion regarding the community advisory boards, which at this point, the first thing on that motion would be to send it to the LSB for consideration before we take any action, would be the last item in new business.
Okay, so let's Does anyone want to second Joe's insertion of the WPFW gala item as it would be the first item in new business, I believe. Is that correct?
No, it's old business.
I'm sorry, unfinished business.
Unfinished business.
The first item in unfinished business, I believe.
Right.
Point of information?
Yes.
Can I please know the time and who sent the agenda that we're working on?
Okay, this agenda was sent.
This agenda was sent about 14 times.
Madam Chair, may I insert?
I'd like to know the most recent version so that
10:18 Pacific Daylight Time.
10 a.m.
10:18 this morning.
By Richard?
Yes.
Thank you.
I think something was sent out about an hour ago. Last flurry went by.
It's a different version, Richard.
What?
Laverne Williams on the
different version.
Okay, so now,
Madam Chair and Richard, may I please make a comment?
Guys, could I just know which version I'm supposed to be looking for?
Okay, you just look through your email for a little while, Bonnie, while we take care of
the
agenda.
Is it 10:18 one or the one that Richard was just referring to?
I have one 7:47 p.m. tonight, Eastern.
Okay, now, in terms of putting the gala in unfinished business as the first unfinished business item, is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, any objections to doing that? Hearing no objection, that agenda change is made. The next is to place the CAB resolution at the end of new business. Joe, that's your motion, basically, right?
Well, it's not really a motion, but yes.
Okay, it's an agenda change. All right, is there a second to that change?
Second.
Okay, any objection to that? All right, hearing no objection, that is added to the end of new business. Are there any other agenda changes or additions or deletions?
This is,
Yes, this is Nia. Could we please add setting the next meeting date somewhere up at the top there in the last version of the agenda?
Okay. Was there already a decision made to have the next meeting be on May 24th?
Madam Chair, that's Memorial Day weekend.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, Richard, did you mention that?
I don't know who took a poll to do that.
Okay.
And April 24th.
All right.
Madam Chair?
Oh, yeah.
This is Susan.
Yes, Susan.
I did circulate a recommendation about having a board meeting on May 22nd or May 24th, because that is shortly after the deadline for submission of credentials for several positions at Pacifica.
And a point of information, Greg? How many people said they could make it on that date?
I'm sorry, Nia, I don't recall.
Somebody talking in the background?
Yeah, somebody's speaking in Spanish in the background.
Yeah, there's like somebody talking. Please mute your phone, folks, if you're on another line. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Sandra. I'm sorry to be late.
Okay.
Wendy's
on
the call, too, by the way.
All right. Let's do I understand the. So, Susan, you would like to have a meeting either on. Okay. Nia would like to place this at the top of the agenda. Would anyone like to identify the next? Okay, good. So, is there any objection to placing, deciding on the next meeting date at the top of the agenda? Is there any objection to that? All right, hearing none, we'll do that as soon as we're done approving the agenda. Are there any other agenda approvals or deletions or additions? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to accept the agenda as amended.
So move.
All right. Any objection to accepting the agenda as amended? Hearing none, we'll go on to deciding on the day and time of our next PNB teleconference. It would be either Friday, May 22nd, or Sunday, May 24th, which is Labor Day weekend. Is the 24th?
No.
23rd, 24th? Okay, what is the pleasure of the body?
Madam Chair, this is Bonnie.
Yes.
I would assume since it's a holiday weekend, there might be others who might be considering going out of town. I think that's a pretty tough time to have a meeting on a Sunday during Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, what about Friday the 22nd?
George, back, please.
Okay. George?
Yeah, well, I think we should just... ask. We defer these meetings because there's a holiday, but it isn't necessarily the case that the people on the board are actually going to be doing that. So we could just take a straw vote. How many people can't make it on the 24th right now?
Okay. Why don't we open it up for the 22nd or the 24th, as both those days were considered? The 22nd would be a Friday evening. The 24th is Sunday evening. Richard, why don't you go through the list?
Okay. Did Sherry show up?
What?
You there?
Yeah.
What's your preference?
Is that the holiday weekend?
24th or 22nd?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not available.
Okay, so let's go 22nd, 24th, or neither.
Okay. Bonnie Simmons?
More than likely neither, but definitely not the 24th.
Okay.
Andrea Turner, is she back?
Yes, she is.
She's not in yet. Okay, Joe Wanzala?
Both days are fine. Yes, on both.
Okay. Okay. Grace Aaron?
Either. I prefer
Ellen.
Friday, the 22nd.
Sean O'Brien?
I can do either date.
Leslie Radford? Leslie, you there? Don't hear you, Leslie. Rico Ross? Rico, you there? George Ryder?
I'm not going to be able to make either one. I'm going to be in England at the time.
Sandra Rowline.
I can't do the Sunday, but I can do the Friday.
Okay. Wendy Schroll. Wendy? Hello, Wendy. Susan Young?
Either one.
You guys can't hear me?
No.
Who's that, Wendy? No.
Yeah, okay. Well, I gave you this big dramatic, I'm back. I can do either Friday or Sunday.
Just give us a bit.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Susan Young?
Either one.
Nia Bediakto?
Neither.
Carolyn Burden?
I'm not sure, but probably not the 22nd, maybe the 24th. I'll be away, and I don't know.
She's on.
Kathy Davis?
I can do either one, yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Jamie Ross?
Yeah, either one.
Jim Brown?
I can do neither one. I won't be available that whole weekend.
Okay. AC Bird?
No, I can't do either one either because it's Memorial Day, and I'm a veteran, so we're involved.
Memorial Day is Monday. The choices are Friday before the weekend and Sunday.
I know, but I mean, I'm with the whole weekend.
Okay. Lissette King?
Neither, sir.
David Beaton?
No, can't do either.
Sophia Wangaza?
Neither.
I think neither wins.
All right, is there an alternative date? Does anyone want to suggest an alternative date?
So 29.
29th, okay. All right. Is there any objection to Friday the 29th?
Wendy?
Okay.
If I could just make a state. Well, I mean, we're in a really intense time for the Pacifica Foundation right now. I really kind of beg the members to come up with some other date in May that they can meet. This is.
We are. We're 29th.
May is the 29th.
Hello, this is Andrea checking in.
Yay, wow.
And Leslie.
Hi.
All right, I vote for the 29th.
Okay, anyone object to our next meeting date being Friday, May 29th?
I don't object, but I'll be working.
Okay. Can I get the sense that this is... Is there any objection, any major objection to Friday, May 29th for a next
Grace, one more thing?
Yes.
I'm looking at the KPFTX calendar, and there's nothing filled in for May 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, or 29th, so it doesn't necessarily have to be that Friday, does it?
No. Would you like to suggest
an
alternate day?
Wednesday the 27th. Would be my suggestion.
Okay.
I second that emotion.
Okay. Is there any objection?
It doesn't conflict with Kathy's show or if it were Bonnie's show.
All right. Is there any objection to Wednesday, May 27th? Hearing none, I guess that's the best date for everyone.
I'll go with the majority, but I won't be able to join you. So that's okay.
Who said that?
Andrea, I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's okay. Go right ahead.
Okay. All right, since that's a lot better than all the no's for the 24th
exactly.
Second. Okay, so our next meeting date will be 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, May 27th. Okay, the next
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Richard, can I call the names of the people that weren't? I think I only have two that still weren't answering. Leslie Radford?
I'm here.
Okay.
Thanks for checking, Richard.
Enrico Ross? Oh, and LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
And Ricardo? Deonda, I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, thank you.
And Andrea Turner. Have you noted her?
Got Andrea.
Okay, very good. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is the report. Oh, acknowledgments. Minutes of yes. Are there any? I don't believe there are any consent items. The next thing is acknowledgments. Are there any acknowledgments?
This is Kathy. I have an acknowledgement.
Okay, go ahead, Kathy.
I actually wanted to acknowledge Tony B, who's the I think it's. Who is coming to help us with our fund drive.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think he has helped us a lot by bringing in a lot of new premiums that we use at the other stations. He's helping us with pitching. He's working tremendous hours and seems to be quite dedicated to helping WBAI, and I wanted to acknowledge him for that.
I join you in that, Kathy. This is Sean. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
This is LaVarne Williams.
Go ahead, LaVarne.
I'd also like to join Kathy in acknowledging Tony Bates, a tremendous young man doing a tremendous job round the clock and trying to make this fun drive and his excellent eyes. It's really a pleasure to see him and the extra stuff he does, particularly the incident that we had Friday night and trying to avert any lost pledge cards or whatever might have happened if he hadn't been as observant as he was. But anyway, he deserves tremendous thanks from all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, LaVarne.
Ethea?
Go ahead, Ethea.
I'd like to join in the acknowledgement of Tony and also acknowledge LaVarne's effort, the both of their willingness to be away from home and to take on a crisis of major proportions. It's just heartwarming, it's inspiring, it's confidence building, and we as affiliates are deeply gratified to know that Pacifica's legal obligations to the affiliates are going to be met.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is Leslie. I'd like to acknowledge whoever's been working on the Pacifica Foundation website. They're bringing it up to speed, and it looks very good. So whoever at the national office, wherever is doing that, I do appreciate it.
I believe that's John L. Mella and Otis McClay.
Yeah. Well, my thanks to both of them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I second that also.
Wendy?
Yes, Wendy.
I just like to acknowledge KPFT. They were someone donated a car to them that the manager just felt that was too good to go through the regular car donation process where you get 60% of the value of the car, and so they decided to hold a raffle for the car, and board members and programmers and staff went way out of their way to sell these raffle tickets that weren't as easy to move as we thought they were going to be, but they managed to at least double the amount that they could have gotten for the car if it went to, like, CarMax or something. So, anyway, it was a good little fundraising effort, and they made a big splash on the Our Car Parade scene, too.
Oh, great.
That's great.
Yeah.
How cool.
Okay.
Madam Chair, who acknowledged John and Otis?
Leslie.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other acknowledgments?
This is Nia.
Nia?
Yes.
I would like to thank all the WBAI listeners who, in their perception, are thinking that the station is losing local autonomy. They're willing to stand up and write to us. And although they're displeased, that they continue to pledge to support the station.
Thank you.
Hear, hear.
Any other acknowledgments?
I'd like to acknowledge all those listeners in New York who are very happy that changes are afoot and are continuing to be supporters and coming back to WBAI.
Thank you, Sean. Any other acknowledgments? All right, hearing none, we'll go on to the rest of the agenda. The next thing is my report as the interim executive director, and if needed, I will now turn off over the chair to Joe Wanzala, chair, while I give the report as the acting interim executive director. It's a short report tonight. Since the in-person meeting of the National Board, and interim HR director Ahmad Anderson has been engaged. LeVarne Williams, Ricardo DeAnda, and myself have been working with Ahmad to familiarize him with Pacifica. And I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge him for being willing on such short notice and as a new employee to make a trip to WBAI with LeVarne, and he was a big help on that trip. So I'd like to formally acknowledge him for jumping right in there. Tony Riddle was placed on a paid leave of absence, and LeVarne Williams was appointed the acting GM of WBAI. She and Ahmad spent about 5 days in New York to help in this transitional period at that station. Tony Bates, who has 4+ years of experience as volunteer coordinator and in running fund drives at KPFK, has been hired on an interim basis to help WBAI. From all accounts, as mentioned by Kathy and others, his presence has been a positive and productive one at WBAI. Les Radke has been hired as National Election Supervisor. We will make every attempt to adhere to the election timeline if possible. This will mainly depend on Les's ability to rapidly hire qualified local election supervisors. And that's all I have for you tonight.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. You were asked to provide us with information as to the cost of your trip to New York, and I'd like you to speak to that, and I think you were asked also to compare the cost of the last PNB meeting with that of maybe the same last year this time.
I believe that was sent to the finance office to do. LeVarne might have something to say about that when she gives her interim CFO report, but I would beg your patience regarding those two items because of the fact that LeVarne had to make a trip to WBAI to help with that situation. So her schedule has been very, she's been very pressed for time.
Okay.
So if we could just note that down, and if we can't give you that information tonight, Lizette, we'll make sure to have it ready for you for the next meeting or by email before then.
I asked it for the benefit of the listeners over there. I don't really need it in an email. You can bring it to the next meeting.
All right, we will. It was our trip to New York was done really on a shoestring. It was at very, very minimal cost to the foundation.
Madam Chair,
anybody else with a stat, George?
Just a moment, folks. This is Sean. I'm willing to take over the timekeeping duties if you would just tell me how much time you want put on the clock for what are we at now, the interim director's report.
Right. It was set for 10 minutes.
We're 4 minutes into it, people. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so George, is anybody else for this stack? All right, George, please go ahead.
Grace, what's the relationship between the NES now and the firm that we were talking about hiring to count the votes? Have they actually been hired, or where is that at?
No, we did not hire a vendor. I opted to hire a national election supervisor, which is what the bylaws state is supposed to be done, and Les Radke is going to be considering whether or not to hire a vendor, or which vendor to hire, or who will take on the duties that a vendor would take on.
Wow.
Fair enough. Does anybody else have any questions for Grace?
If there's a question about that, I'll give you the rationale behind that, if you would like.
Well, this is Wendy.
Yes.
So, yeah, we on the elections committee spent hundreds of combined hours looking at election vendors, and we recommended an election vendor and an election supervisor. So I understand that that it's up to the ED to hire the election supervisor. But it's not, I don't understand the part about where it's now the election supervisor's discretion whether to hire a vendor or not. That seems to me to be something that would be decided by the board. And so I guess I'm asking for the rationale.
Well, actually, it's not a board decision. The decision to hire a national election supervisor was taken out of the hands of both the management and the board, because both management and the board have a conflict of interest. Now,
I'm talking about the vendor.
Yeah, with the whole entire election. So it's at the discretion. I mean, you know, there's nothing in the bylaws about hiring a vendor. That's not stated as an obligation of the executive director. It's all going to depend upon the cost involved, what role a vendor would assume in the election, and who would be most qualified to fulfill those functions. I think that the National Election Committee put in a tremendous amount of work, and if the choices are not utilized, I don't know what to tell you, Wendy. The criteria for picking a national election supervisor who has a lot of experience with Pacifica elections, who I made a considerable number of phone calls, and Les Radke was considered by everyone I call to be fair and good as a national election supervisor, which is why I chose him. The vendors, one for one, had two major shortcomings. One was that they do not wish to be involved at all in the inner workings of the stations, which mean that the airing of carts would be considered not in their purview, and to me that was a negative factor in my opinion, because that's a very, very important part of the election. The other thing is they are expensive, and there may be a way to do it just as well and more cost effectively. So that's what we're looking into now.
Can I respond?
Yeah, yes, please, Wendy.
You know, I never thought it was the purview of the election vendor to be the ones in charge of the carts. I mean, I agree with you that that's, I think I'm agreeing with you that that's actually the National Election Supervisor, and he does that through the local election supervisors. I don't think that has anything to do with the vendor, but as far as vendors go, I wonder if there's been any assessment by the National Office and the Finance Office as to whether we can afford to go forward with these elections as presently construed at all?
You know, that would best be a question for the interim CFO.
Okay. I mean, I understand, you know, that maybe we can't afford a vendor right now. How do I best put forth this question? I'm very concerned about the finances for the election.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Susan.
No exchange implied. This is Susan. I don't speak for the entire National Finance Committee, but I would recommend that that question be posed to the NFC and the ICFO on an emergency basis with an estimate from Les Radke.
Do you guys have a meeting coming up?
Yes, we do. Remember when it is.
I don't have any problem with that. I agree. I can do it that way.
Is that Jamie?
Yeah, the meeting is next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Okay. I'll write you guys. I'm back. I'll write you guys an email.
Sean, where are we on time?
21, folks, and I apologize. I wanted you to finish your discussion, but this is over now. Thank you.
Unless there's a motion to extend time for this item, we should move to the ICFO report.
Chair?
Yes, Lizette.
There is a conversation going on in the background.
Yeah, there is.
Very annoying.
Does anybody...
TV or radio or something.
Right. Can we all take a moment to make sure that our phones are muted?
Joe, I just wanted to announce that I'm here, Rico Raw.
Thank you, Rico. I'm not sure how to fix this problem unless we all drop off the call and call back in, but it does seem to be. Yeah, I think somebody is certainly not muted and maybe thinks they are. So let's just see how that goes. But we may have to get off the call and call back. It seems to have gone away for the moment. So is there a motion to extend time on this item? Hearing none, I will revert the facilitation of the meeting back to Grace as chair for the rest of the agenda.
Thank you, Joe. All right, LaVorne, are you there? Can you give us an interim CFO report? LaVorne? Hello, LaVorne?
Hello. Can you
hear
me now?
Hi, LaVorne.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's time for your CFO report.
I thought you were about to say it's time for my nap. I'm a little exhausted. So... Over the past week, I spent the week in New York. But as far as the finances, we have our preliminary flash number for the results for the first 7 months of the year. And for the month of April, we lost almost. I'll have to get the number again. I think it's $500,000, but I think that's with the cash and capital. So that means that we were running the net income through March. The net income was about $300,000, and for the month of April, I think in total we lost. I looked at the bottom line number. I think we lost. I know it was like $492,000. So I think that was after cash and capital. And last month, after cash and capital, the year-to-date number was $200,000. So that means that our net income after cash and capital for the year, we're in the red for the first time. That's $200,000 versus the $492,000. So that's almost $300,000. So we're in the red. So this fund drive again that we're having this month is very important. It's important that we all go all out to make it happen. I think when I was in New York, we got a lot of positive feedback from listeners and from, you know, because I answered the phone in the phone room for a short time. So we got a lot of positive feedback from people. We got a lot of people calling in to me to express their gratitude on the change, on some changes in BAI. And, you know, I just found that the people there were just, I mean, everyone is so talented. They all, over those 3 days, I was actually there. Well, actually, it was more than 3 days because we were there until 11 o'clock Friday night. And I'll tell you some about that incident, why we were there until 11 o'clock.
But the other thing is that Ahmad was there with me, and I think that, you know, it's just tremendous how we got such a talented person and immediately understood, you know, the whole issues in terms of in any personnel situation, whether it's Pacifica or whatever, but, you know, just totally grasping everything and able to move and act. And, again, it's just really great that Grace was able to find this person through this Marin-based company. But, again, this it's very important that this fund drive be successful, particularly at BAI, because our results through the first 7 months of the year has put us into the red at about $300,000, I believe, after yes. cash and capital. So, you know, again, totally impressed by the people at BAI, programmers and everyone. You know, they were just bursting with ideas that, you know, they just weren't able to express or to be put into effect previously. And that I think that as we work together and we go to a general manager, that I think that those things will really burst forth. I'm, like, really excited. And as they were saying in the acknowledgement with Tony Bates, again, I mean, it's just things just really go into line there with him. And it's just tremendous to hear him on the air and how he can bring these things to the station. And, you know, and I think the point we all need to remember is that, you know, it's the Pacifica network. So when we start talking about local control, it's like it's just really you have to understand what local control is. But what the other thing I'd like to say is that we had this incident on Friday evening where the tally room supervisor, the shift is from 12 to 6. And usually, you know, at the end of the shifts, I kind of like walk in and ask the person, you know, how did we do? You know, what, you know, all of a sudden they're answering phones and, you know, trying to help. So the person hadn't done the tally, and I went back in about 7, still hadn't done it, and I specifically asked, and the person just said, you know, they hadn't finished what they were doing. And then it was like we went back into the room, and Tony was in there, and I think I sent out an email. It was 10 p.m., and this person still had not turned over the cards, was in the back of the room with another person. They were going through the cards, like, I don't know what they were looking for, what they were doing, but it was 10 p.m., after those cards were turned over. And, of course, we had tremendous, like, one-hour period, I think it's a 1 or 2 hour period, they raised, like, $10,000 in that period of time. So it's like, you know, I look at these cards as money. And, you know, and I just didn't see, you know, and there was no reason given for taking 4 hours to tally the cards. So so that Tony Bates is the fund drive supervisor there, you know, had summarize some issues and how to address those in the future in terms of how much time you have to turn the cards in, and that no one can just sit there and hold the cards for 4 hours after a shift ends. So, you know, there's little things like that. And the other big thing that we realized was that, you know, various people had been complaining about this mail house that WBII was using to mail their premiums, and they couldn't understand why, you know, what premiums had gone out in October because they had not received any returns. And so I called the mail house, and the mail house said that their contract ended in July. They had not mailed anything out since July of last year, and that they were actually holding inventory. So what we were paying from the July 4th is this inventory cost, you know, which is running over $300 a month. And then, I guess at the last minute, they contacted the people there at the station and asked, what do they do with the inventory? So they returned, again, some of the inventory, but the other inventory in an email, which confirmed a conversation with the person from BAI, was that the person said to just recycle what was left, meaning inventory premiums that we'd paid for at WBAI, they were just told to toss them, just destroy them. And, you know, it's
like... One second, LaVorne.
Yes.
Just please don't mention any particular names or even enough identifying information.
Okay.
So that
Anyway, that was the... Thank you, Grace. So that was... So that's what happened. So... And when I went on the air on Bob Fast's show, and I was sitting there sleeping, they were teasing me. But, you know, the first thing I could do is just thank the listeners there at WBAI who have supported this foundation. And now they realize and they feel like they've been betrayed, that they have made a commitment to WBAI, and BAI has promised these thank you gifts, and WBAI has not kept its commitment. And then I was told that some programmers are at a point where they actually make copies of the pledge cards for their show, and they ship their own premiums. They make sure their own premiums are shipped because that's the confidence that they have in what was happening there at the station. And also, those are some of the issues that we've found, and that, you know, and what we're trying to do is promise the listeners and that you know, that when they make a promise to the foundation, to BAI, we will keep that commitment. And whatever happened in the past, that's in the past, and we will have to do something different. And, you know, what I'm asking is that each one of you, that we need help there we need as much volunteer help as we can at BAI. You know, everyone who can come in, just call up. We have a volunteer coordinator. I think her name is Werner. Well, she's a volunteer coordinator. So we really need your help. And that in some instances, I mean, if any of you guys at other stations know someone who's available, you know, let me know, because we need as much help as possible, because we understand that one of the people who has responsibility and has done a tremendous job in cleaning this up, she had a tragedy in her family. In fact, a relative was killed in New York City. So, again, you know, we need as much help as we can. We appreciate it. The finance, we are in the process of completing the formats for the plan. Efren has sent out most of those. We have pulled the cash flow, so we have all of those. We just have to what I'll do tomorrow is I'll work on WBAIs, but the business manager and now the premiums person, or the MEMSIS person, is on vacation until Thursday. But she actually delayed her vacation so she could talk to Ahmad and I. So I think what I found is that everyone there I've talked to and in the key positions, they have been helpful. They've wanted to help. They have really gone. They've really tried as hard as they can do things without the necessary either encouragement or tools to get the things done. And, you know, and we won't even go into the phone system. But, you know, that's the major thing that we need to work on. And I thought I saw a motion that perhaps, you know, we can, if you put it, I mean, we can look at it in the finance committee, and I heard Jamie, in terms of, you know, where the funding would come from. But we definitely do need the operations director had done this whole process and had this phone system ready to go, and it requires capital, but actually, you know, we could have arranged that. So, you know, he has a plan set to go. I've talked to our technical director. He has identified some phones or a system that we can use in the phone room, and that's, like, ready to go. So what we have, or what I have, is those people talking to each other now so that we can move forward and get these things done.
And we are in time.
And thank you very much, LaVarne.
Okay, you're welcome.
If there are any questions for LaVarne, we would need to extend time. Otherwise, we'll
extend for 10 minutes.
Move to
extend for 10 minutes.
Okay, is there a second to that motion?
Second, George.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending time for 10 minutes so we can ask the ICFO question?
Made the motion.
Oh, it's Bonnie.
And Wendy.
Bonnie. Okay.
You guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you. It can be either of us.
Yeah, no, I'm a tag team.
Okay, so who would like to ask questions?
George.
George, go ahead.
How fast could a phone system be put in without disrupting the pledge drive? Is this something that could be done for this drive, or are we going to have to wait a longer period of time?
Well, I you know, what I'd have to do is talk with, well, the national technical director is talking to the operations director there at BAI, and they would have to give us so they're going to talk about this. So once they talk, then I can ask that question and send a note back to the PNB.
Okay.
Okay.
Jamie, first act.
Go ahead, Jane.
Wendy.
Yes, LaVarne, thank you. I was wondering, do you have a tally for BAI's drive so far?
Yeah,
does
I talked
anybody?
With it was like 2:25 this morning when I talked to Tony. That was I don't know about
2:25. Well, that's for this morning. What time did you talk to him?
It was probably about 6:15 or so my time.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's on target to make the goal or even exceed it.
Well, you know, they're... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The goal, I believe, is 670 in, like, 3.5 weeks.
So right.
220
right.
in a week is...
Right. And this is just the first weekend. And what we'll do, and Kath and Tony, we're sitting down today to go over premiums, and then I'll get in touch with them sometime early tomorrow morning. And we'll talk about, hopefully we get a printout. But, you know, we're also, like, with the premiums, the Memphis person is on vacation, the premiums person. So, again, I due to all those things, I ask all of you to please call me if you have ideas and resources at your station that perhaps can come out and help us in the premiums department for, you know, a period of time. But, you know, all of our travel is travel on the cheap. So if you have relatives or something in New York, I'll be in who you can stay with, please. Because
yeah,
basically
I think
that's what we're doing.
That's better than the fall drive was. It's 2:20 in 7 days. Okay. All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Wendy?
Well, Jamie asked my question. I thought that this drive, actually, I'll just expand it a little. I thought that this drive started on the same day as KPFT's. Is it been like 1 week? Is that where we are?
Yeah, we started
okay.
on Monday.
And then as far as, I'm just kind of curious, it seems odd that people with direct input into fund drives could be on vacation at the same time. Is there any kind of a sense that maybe that could be done differently in the future?
Let me just say yes. That that the only thing you can't avoid are like health, medical, deaths in the family. But I definitely will address that.
Let's put it a different way. Are the fund drives scheduled in advance? Like do we know or could we know in the next 2 weeks when the next drive will be?
Yeah, it all has been scheduled before, but the exact date, in the plan there's but the exact date I guess changes or can change.
Well, I think we could also set it so that people could know in advance and could avoid that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
They're in the budget. The dates are in the budget.
Okay. All right. Thanks. I'll just stop there.
All right. Is there anyone else who'd like to ask a question of our interim CFO?
Rico on the stack.
Okay, Rico, you're next. Rico?
Yeah, I know that Sean is doing something a little different at KPFK with the fund drive and the premium, where he's not offering as much of the different little whatnot, but he's trying to get a philosophy of that it is your station and you are supporting it because of your station and not because of a little prize or something like that. And he seems to feel that's actually starting to take effect and that people are being loyal supporters, getting something back in return. Maybe that is a conversation that we can have between the two stations to find out if that could take some of the workload off of all the premium. And also as a form of explaining to those people who in the past have expected to get premium and to go back and try and find out who these people were and to get them premiums would be a mound of work, and just maybe reiterate that it is the station that you're supporting, and your funds are still going towards the station, which is the primary objective.
Right, I totally agree, and that's what I was trying to stress when I talked on the air, is that it's a thank you gift, it's not a purchase. So it's like, in those steps, there are a couple of steps you need to take before you get to please give to the station and don't expect anything. the step has to be, well, it's not a purchase, you know. And then, okay, it's not a purchase. Okay, it's a thank you gift. Okay, from it's a thank you gift, well, you know, we thank you. And if you would like a little gift, we can do that. But your gift is to the station and to keep the station on the air. And I think it's like a two-step process. But I think what has happened, though, is that the whole idea of these premiums perhaps have been presented as that the premiums is a purchase. So therefore, people see it as a commitment. You know, I commit to you, and you commit to give me my purchase. And that's, I think, kind of the mindset, or not the extreme, but like that's what's kind of like back there versus, okay, this is a thank you gift. We make a commitment, but you know, but even if it's a thank you gift, if you make a commitment, they expect the commitment to be met. And I know as CFO and as I was on the finance committee, you know, I would always wonder about and I would comment on the fact that there's so, you know, the credit card purchases are so low. And like when they were like really the drive room was really, really busy, you know, I went in and answered phones. And, you know, at one spell, I took these calls and maybe of the 10 calls, maybe two people gave me a credit card. And now I see that one of the reasons is that the people see this as a commitment. I mean, as they're not going to get their thank you gift. So they're saying, well, you know, why should I pay them up front? So, and even in some cases, people don't even get statements. They say, well, you know, I, and then in another case, these are just some cases, a person didn't get a statement, but then when they got their income tax, they saw that they were supposed to get that, you know, it was on there or it was a different amount. You know, all kinds of little things like that. So we don't know what percentage. But the other thing I really want to do is to get an audit in to see really what happened in that October fund drive. You know, where's the premiums that were purchased? You know, who got them? You know, where are they? You know, this inventory that was destroyed, what was the value to the foundation? You know, all those things need to be answered. And
Laverne.
Yes.
Laverne. And if I could interrupt for a second.
Sure, please.
This great work that's being done and this sort of trying to address the lack of efficiency, and I think that we need to also be able to get that information out to the public, that we're kind of admitting that there are some things, without blame, but
yes,
just admitting that because of the lack of of help at the of staff, that
right,
we, you know, things haven't gone as efficiently, and we are addressing these things so that they understand that there is a change, and the change is starting now, and
right,
if they're going to watch and see how things progress,
right,
you know, get them starting. So from this point, we are trying to, so they understand that,
yeah,
you know, things have been made, but they're being addressed, and hopefully that will allow them to
be able to digest the
fact that this change is not a bad thing, but this change was a necessity for survival.
Right.
Thank you, Rico. Now, Sean, can you tell us where we are on this 10-minute extension to this agenda item? Sean Casey O'Brien?
You are now into 1 minute and 6 seconds.
Ethea, Stat.
Okay, Ethea.
I would point out that it's not up to the foundation to decide that it's not going to meet the obligations to the listeners to provide the premiums for which people were invited to make contributions. You know, the wrongdoer doesn't get to decide what the punishment is. So there needs to be some device that allows the listeners to forgive and to forbear on receipt of the premiums, as opposed to the foundation presuming not to deliver on its promise.
And we are at time.
Thank you very much, Lucia.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to go on to the next agenda item. Which is, I believe, the Finance Committee report. Jamie, are you ready for that?
As you're on that committee.
Jamie?
Yeah.